Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me. This is Rick Rittman, your hard-working mortgage guy with Advisors Mortgage Group. And today we're going to talk about the 10 steps to making home shopping and home buying easier. And obviously, there's a lot of things that you have to do, but these 10 steps are very important in the process of shopping for a home and buying a home. And there's so many people out there today looking to buy a home. It's the market is absolutely on fire. As if anybody who's been looking knows, there is a very big lack of inventory. I think I heard the other day there's 320,000 homes for sale in the entire country, which sounds like a lot of homes, but that's in the entire country. That's not many homes. And in our area, I heard there was less than a month's supply, which is extremely low. And it may be a little higher than that now. I doubt it, because it is absolutely on fire. So getting prepared to buy a home, doing what to do ahead of time is extremely important in this market. It is any time, but it's really very important, even more important today. So let's start with, what would you do first? And of course, I think most people would know you really need to start your research early. If you're looking or thinking about buying a home, you don't want to just wake up one day, go, hey, I think I'm going to buy a home, call a real estate agent, and you go out and look at a house. That's not the best process in which to make this work. So the first thing you want to do is you want to start your research early. And how soon can you start? It depends on you really, to a point. I'm one who tends to do probably more research than needed. And so I would want to start my research and have started my research much earlier than a lot of people. And I started, 4 or 5 months beforehand. I think you're okay if you start even a month beforehand, as long as you can narrow down the basics of what you want, where you want, to live, the type of home you want to look at, what you think you can afford, those kind of things. And one of the best places to start is the web. I think that in today's world, back when I was, in my early 20s, mid 20s, buying my first house, we didn't have the web. There was no web. There was none of that. You went to the newspaper, which is still a good place to go. Even a magazine can be a good place to go to give you some ideas. We couldn't really look things up very easily, so we probably needed at that point to get with a real estate agent sooner than what we do, today. You still want to get with one, and you want to get with one early, but you can start your search or start your, not really your search, but coming up with what it is that you want. You can even search on the web and get some ideas of the homes and the areas that you're looking at, what the price ranges are, those type of things. You want to figure out, because this all matters in the, not just necessarily the price of the home, but it matters in your mortgage payment. It matters in your total expenses. What are the homeowners association dues in an area that you're looking at? Are there any, and what are they? What are the property taxes going to be on the home in the area that you're looking at? What do you think the homeowners insurance is going to run approximately in those type of in that area? You want to look at all that so you can kind of get an idea. So that's the very first thing that you want to do. You want to start your research early. You want to get out there and you want to look at what's available in the areas. You want to narrow down your area, come up with what you want, why you want what you want, so that you can make what I'd call a hierarchy of needs. These are the things that you want to make sure you have in a home, not just the home, but the area. If schools are important, what the schools are. If schools aren't important to you, but are they still important in the investment value of the property? You want to look at that. You want to look at, is it close to work, or is it in the area, in the area that you are okay with how far it is to get to work if you're working outside of your home, which, who knows, we might get back to that, we might not. So you know, you want to look at the whole thing. Does it, you know, does it matter what's in the neighborhood? Do you want a swimming pool? Do you need a swimming pool? Do you care? Do you, you know, do you want a playground? Do you want open space? You know, what kind of lot do you want? What kind of yard are you looking for? Are you looking for a two-story or a one-story? Do you want a basement? Do you not want a basement? Do you want a condo? All those things are important as you narrow it down. And you need and you should list them. Once you have them listed, kind of list them in the order of importance, what I call the hierarchy of needs. And the reason is because you're not going to get everything that you want. It's just, unfortunately, it's not what happens when we're buying a home. There's too many things, and there's trade-offs. And it's that way at what I found in my life, pretty much everything. There's trade-offs. And in this case, there's going to be trade-offs. So you may say, you know, I want a certain neighborhood. And you find in that neighborhood, maybe the prices are too high, or there's just a variety of things. There's no houses available, whatever it happens to be. So that might be something you have to trade off. There may be some things you're not willing to trade off. You may say, I want a basement. I'm not going to buy a home without a basement. Might be somebody says, I don't want a basement. I won't buy a house with a basement. You have to put those needs and what you want, what you don't want down. So it helps you as you look at homes. The next thing that you need to do, and it's extremely important. This is an extremely important part. And it is, you want to do this early, but not too early. And that is, you need to determine how much home you can afford. And the way that you're going to do that, the best way to do that is to call me or contact me. Go on my website, Hard Working Mortgage Guy. All my contact information's there. You can even contact me from the website. And we want to talk through your situation, what the price range is, what you can afford. We want to ultimately do a pre-approval. We want to get the information and make sure that you can afford the home that you want to look at. It's very, very hard if you go and you look at a home and you fall in love with the home, and let's say it's a $300,000 home, and it's, you fall in love with it, and then you find out you can't afford a $300,000, or you aren't willing to afford a $300,000 home, and now you have to step back. It's really hard to step back. Let's say you had to step back, you know, $225,000. There is a big difference between a $225,000 home and a $300,000 home. So you definitely want to get pre-qualified. We would talk about there's a huge amount of things. We're going to talk about the price range. We're going to talk about property taxes. We're going to talk about homeowners insurance. We're going to talk about mortgage insurance. How much down payment do you have? Which mortgage product is going to be best? Meaning, are you a VA buyer? Can you use VA? Have you, you know, were you in, are you a veteran? Do you have, or is a conventional with, you know, do you have 20% down, or is an FHA a better product for you? Or maybe you're buying, you know, out in the country and you want to look at a rural housing product. We want to look at what's going to be best and walk through that, so we can walk through your ability to, so you understand what the price is. And when I say price, what I really talk about, what the payment's going to be, because really the payment is the price is the payment. In my opinion, that's really what you're paying every month. So what is it going to cost? And then does that fit into your budget? And is that something that is approvable? Is it something that we can do as a lender, and give you that, and, you know, help you buy that home and be able to make that loan? So we want to walk through that. Here's some things that can happen. Let's say you don't do that, and you go and you find a house and it happens to have flood insurance. Well, if you have flood insurance, that changes everything, because when we do a pre-approval, we're pre-approving you to a price. We take that, or to a payment. We take that payment with your principal, interest, taxes, homeowners insurance, mortgage insurance, flood insurance, homeowners association dues, whatever it is. We take that total payment, and then we convert it to a price on what you can afford. So we take all that information, we convert it to a price, and then we give you a pre-approval letter to a price that you can go to. And so it's critically important that we walk through that and that we understand. So when we're doing a pre-approval, the things that are going to be necessary, the things that we really, really need, is we need to run credit. So we're going to have to run your credit. We're going to need your your income information, and we're going to need your asset information, because those things are how we qualify you. And when I say income information, we're going to need to know where you work. We're going to need to know how you're paid. Are you salary, hourly? Do you earn a bonus? How long have you been there? All those things matter. And all those things we have to look at, and we have to come up with the final number, what you can actually afford, and what that payment's going to be. Now, sometimes it's what we think you can afford, and sometimes it's actually what you feel comfortable affording. Now, today, with extremely low rates, no matter what you hear out there on the news, and you hear people talking about it's an unaffordable housing market because house prices have gone up, it is completely and utterly not true because of the low rates. With the low rates, the payments actually on these higher priced homes are lower. And it does, and it actually will take less to qualify for them because of these lower payments. So we really need to talk about it before you start going out and looking at homes. After the break, we're gonna go through a little bit more on the pre-qualifying and pre-approval, kind of the different what credit is. We'll also get into finding the right real estate agent.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back. I appreciate you sticking with us. And we're going to, you know, we were talking about the pre-qualification and pre-approval. There's actually two different types, but for the most part, we're going to try to do a pre-approval. Pre-approval means that we do a lot more work. We get more information. We want to run credit. Now, sometimes people don't want their credit run, and that's fine. We don't want to run it too early. And if you're out shopping for a mortgage and you aren't talking to me, don't let just everybody run your credit. That's not a good idea. Hold back on that until you're getting close. Credit's only good for 120 days. So when we pull credit, we'd like to close on that credit, meaning we'd like you to find a house and close on it before the credit runs out, so we don't have to re-pull a whole new credit report, which could change everything if your credit score changes. We do at the end, you have to do a re-cert of the credit, but it's not a credit score issue. It's just anything been added to the credit where all of a sudden there's new debt. So we want to do that pre-approval, the pre-qualification. That's the very first thing you really need to do after you've done your research, before you go talk to a real estate agent. Some people will talk to them first. That's fine. But it's really, most agents will tell you they want you to get pre-approved. So if you've talked to them first, then get pre-approved. If you haven't talked to a real estate agent yet and you're thinking about it, give me a call. Come on, go online, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. You know, fill out the information, get with me, call me, and we'll go through it and we'll get you pre-qualified. And if you don't already have an agent, we can certainly help you find an agent. But it is the most critical piece, because you don't want to, it's the first thing any agent's going to want you to do anyway. And in this market is unbelievably hot, and most sellers won't even look at an offer if you're not pre-approved. It's very, very difficult if you have a home to sell sometimes to get somebody to do it, you know, if it's contingent. Even though the nice piece is, if you put your house on the market, it's a nice house, it's going to sell right away. So it's not usually an issue, but it is one of those things that we want to do and get you prepared for so you can move forward.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, I talked to so many people, and this is Bob and Judy called me, and they were asking me about refinancing their home if they could do that without any face-to-face contact. It's a question that I never used to have, but now I get quite often. And people, you know, it's one of those things, and it's to refinance your home, you can do it without any face-to-face contact, certainly through the mortgage process. We can do everything online and through email and phone calls. The only time that you might have face-to-face contact, and you really don't even have to at this point, is it when you close. And the title companies have set it up where they have clean rooms where you can close. If you want to go and close on your loan, but you would have face-to-face contact. Or a lot of times, most of them, I don't know of any that don't, they'll do it actually where you can close in your car. They'll just drop, you'll roll the window down, they'll hand you the paperwork, you can do that. They might even, if you don't really want to talk to them at all, they can set it on the ground, you can pick it up, you sign everything, you drop it back off. They take it. You're never face to face. So yes, it is absolutely something you can do without talking to anybody or without having face to face contact. Of course, you have to talk to people, but you don't have to have face to face contact. So it's one of those things. It's actually a very it's amazing. It amazes me how quickly our industry and many industries changed overnight, really, to make it, to adjust for COVID. And hopefully this will be gone pretty soon. But some of the adjustments have been great and probably will never go away. And others, at least we now know how to do them. So if we have to, we've got the ability to. Step number four in buying a home, after you've done, you've done your research, you've determined how much home you can afford, which goes along with your pre-qualification and your pre-approval. The next thing, the number four, is you have to find the right real estate agent. And, the real estate agent is critical in this, in you finding the right home, negotiating well, and ending up in the right home at the right price in a timely fashion. So it's extremely important that you find the right real estate agent. Some of you probably already have somebody you know. They're the right agent. Perfect. That's awesome. If you don't have somebody that you already know, you need to research. You need to talk with real estate agents. I have a lot of agents that I work with. I can certainly help you out and give you some good agents, but it also does not hurt at all to talk to your friends, your family, your coworkers, find out who they've worked with, who they like, maybe who they didn't like, why they liked them. Because, some people, they may not like somebody, they didn't like the way they did it, but somebody else loves them because it's just a personality thing or whatever it happens to be. So ask around and then narrow it down. If you don't already have one picked out, narrow it down to two or three and talk to them. Even one, if you can hire the first one you talk to if you just click and it's just the right thing and they know what they're doing. And that's kind of the key, is if they're new, you want to make sure that they have somebody backing them that is they're walking it through the process so that you have somebody with experience. You can have a new agent, a brand new agent, that's fine, and it can go very well, but you want to make sure they're with a company that has somebody there that can help them walk you through that process and make everything go as smoothly as possible. That is another very important piece to making this a smooth and easy process. And when you're doing that, you call an agent, you talk to a few, you get with your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, get a name or two or three, get with me, I'll give you a name in your area, somebody who's really good, and this goes whether you're buying or selling or both, we'll help you get to the right person. But once you have those names, then give them a call and talk to them on the phone. See who you like, see who you don't like. Call them and leave them a message. See who gets back to you. It is amazing to me. We're doing some work in our house, and I'm a member of, I think it's called Angie's List. And so I went in and I put in four different people. I'm asking for quotes for this work that I need done. And I did that on Sunday. And so now it's been almost a week tomorrow, and two of the four have gotten back to me. Two of the four have not. And I found that to be consistent in other things that I've done, everybody you contact doesn't get back with you. Now, sometimes it's not their fault. Sometimes I'll get somebody who says, "Hey, you didn't call me back." And it's because I didn't get the message. For some reason, the message didn't go through. They were on their cell, and their cell didn't have a good signal, and they didn't know it, but I couldn't hear anything. I didn't know who was calling me, or an email, and they sent it to the wrong email. Whatever that happens to be, give them a couple chances. But if they don't get back with you, that's a very good sign that's not the right person to work with. Move on. So you want somebody who gets back with you. Then you want somebody who understands, that you connect with, that understands you and understands the market and how to work through this process. Because there's a lot of work that goes through the process. Same on the mortgage end. There's a lot of work. And so you want to make sure you have somebody who really understands the process and can walk you through that process and do a good job. Now, the nice thing about a real estate agent, if you're buying a home, is you don't compensate them. They are being compensated out from the seller. Now, normally what you'll do is sign a buyer's agreement with them, and that means they're working for you. Otherwise, they're working for the seller. You want that done. And then they're going to help you through that buying process. You want them to have negotiating skills because they're gonna help you negotiate on that home. Now, I will tell you, in this market, there's not a ton of negotiating. In fact, it's kind of the opposite. It's like, how high do I have to go? But you want to, if you find a house you want, you want to get that. And remember, with these ridiculously low rates, it really makes it might be worth spending a little bit more money. And I can even show you how that works. I have a program that we can run those numbers so you can actually see, by even paying over list, how it still works out based on what the market's doing and the outlook for the market and values in our area. We can also talk about one of the other things that you might find that you're up against is a cash offer, somebody who's paying cash. If you're not paying cash and you think, well, how can I beat a cash offer? Well, you can beat a cash offer with a higher price offer. And I have, again, my program will show you that and show you how it can make sense to do that to get the house that you want. So you can make things work to your advantage in this market and help get a house with the right knowledge, and that's really what you want to do. And the right agent's going to help you immensely. And again, I have some phenomenal agents I can help you with, but if you have people that you know, or your friends or your family or your next door neighbor, or you know, your coworkers know somebody, definitely talk to them also. Just make sure you're getting the right person. If you already have somebody, that's phenomenal. That eliminates that step for you. Now, once you have your agent, of course, now you're going to start looking at homes. So, you know, the next step would be step five is shop for your home and make an offer. So step number one was your research. Step number two was determine the house affordability, what you can afford. Step three, which goes along qualification, you know, that's getting with a lender. And step four was find the right real estate agent. Now that you have the right agent, let's go on to step five, which is you shop for the home and make an offer. And this is the most fun piece, is shopping for the home for a lot of people. So you start your touring and you stay in that price range, especially in this market. You know, it used to be in some markets you could go above your price range knowing you're going to negotiate down. Today, in the market that we're in, it is very difficult to negotiate down because there could be three or four offers at or above the list price. So it's really hard to get a price lower than what somebody's asking. It can happen. I'm not saying it doesn't. That's where you need your agent. They'll guide you in that. Not me. That's not my expertise. But that's what you want to do. Now, as you visit these homes, you want to have a checklist. And it gets ridiculously hard to remember all the different houses that you've looked at. So you want to keep a checklist of the homes. And in that checklist, especially since we all have phones, take some pictures, set up folders for those pictures, you know, put them in the address and put that information all together so you can go and you can look at it and you can remember those homes so that you're remembering the right homes and you can eliminate the homes that you aren't interested in and you can keep the homes that you are interested in. So take pictures, keep that information, take videos, whatever it is that you need to make sure you have the information so that you can remember the house. And make sure that you check out the little details of each house. You know, for example, you know, test, if you like the house, test the plumbing. You know, turn on the water, run a shower, run a bath, see what it does to the water pressure for that shower. Look at, you know, listen to that stuff. You're going to have an inspection, but this is really important that you do this also. Try the electrical system by turning switches on and off, you know, and making sure they all work. I know in my house, I have switches that I don't know where they go. I've lived there for over 30 years and I don't think they go anywhere. So you want to make sure, you know, you've checked that out. Maybe they don't go anywhere. And maybe for me, that wasn't a big deal. In fact, I didn't know to check it, but it's never been a big deal to me. And I kind of like having them because it means I can easily add other lighting if I decide I want to. Open and close the windows and the doors and see if they work properly. Do they slide on the floor? Do they close correctly? Do they lock? You know, just make sure that they do everything you want them to do. It's also important to evaluate the neighborhood and make notes of such things, you know, as the other homes on the block. Are they well maintained? How do they look? Are you, you know, how's the traffic? How does the traffic, work? Is it easy to get in and out of the neighborhood? Those type of thing. Is there enough street parking for your family and visitors? You know, we're on the end of a cul-de-sac, which I love, and fortunately we have a long driveway. But if without that long driveway, there's not a lot of space in front of my house in which to park. Now there is in the cul-de-sac and in front of other people's houses, but not in front of mine. And then, is it inconvenient to the places that are of interest to you? If schools, shopping centers, restaurants, parks, public transportation, museum, wherever it is that you want to go. Is it close? Is it convenient for you? And then take as much time as you need to find the right home. But when you find the right home in this market, you got to jump on it. You can't find the right home and say, you know what, let's wait till next week, because next week that house will probably be gone. They are not staying on the market anytime at all, so you can't wait. Now, once you have a purchase agreement and you're moving forward, you've got the purchase agreement, you've got the house, you're moving forward with your mortgage, the very first thing that you do is you need to get a home inspection. We cannot recommend that high enough. I had Doug Dischler with, I can't remember the name of his inspection company, but you know, go on my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and email me or call me, and I'll get you his information, or he's in my radio shows. You can find him pretty easily there. I just, for some reason, his name escapes me. But with the home inspection, you know, you usually are, your home purchase is going to be contingent on that home inspection. You want to make sure that happens. You want to get a home inspection. If you're paying cash, get a home inspection. You want to make sure everything is okay. I have had people tell me, hey, listen, this house is beautiful. It's perfect. We love it. There's nothing wrong with it. It is perfect. And they have a home inspection and they find out there's something major wrong with the house, and that they walk away and have to go find another house. Better do that and lose that time and effort than to buy a house that has a lot of work that needs to be done. So definitely, definitely, definitely get a home inspector. It is critically important. Next thing, you would want to work with a mortgage banker to select the correct loan. So what you want to do is, you know, we've already done the pre-approval. We've talked about what you can afford. We want to then, when you have the house, this is when we figure out which is the right mortgage for you, what's the right options for you. It's not just, is it a 30-year fixed or is it an FHA or conventional? There's a lot of things. You know, how much money do you have? Do you need help on the down, not on the down payment, but on paying some of the costs if you're short on cash? How long are you going to be in the home? There's just so many things that matter. We really need to talk about it and make sure we're walking you down the correct path. That is extremely important. We want to make sure we do that. And so definitely, you know, get with me and we'll make sure that we do that, so you end up with the correct mortgage that hopefully that you're very happy with, and will it'll work for you the way that you want it to work for you, and it should. You need to have the home appraised. Now, we handle that. The lender arranges the appraisal and we're going to have it appraised. The appraisal is there to protect the lender and to protect you from overpaying for the home. So you shouldn't get upset, and there's not many of them happening now, but you shouldn't get upset if the appraisal comes in lower than the purchase price. What it does, if it comes in lower than the purchase price, normally gives you the opportunity to renegotiate on the price, saves you a little money. If it doesn't do that in this market, sometimes it doesn't. You've agreed to pay higher than list, appraisal doesn't come in. There are still ways to work out the financing. It's not normally the death of a deal. Because of that, most people now are able to work it out. But an appraisal is critical. We need to have the appraisal, and you want an appraisal. The key is, don't be upset if it comes in low. You need to coordinate the paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork that we need. The title company needs, every inspector, everybody needs it, and we'll help you arrange all that, especially with the title company, make sure we get all the paperwork. And last but not least is, you close the sale. So at closing, you sign all the paperwork. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour normally. You get your keys, you sign all the documents, you become a homeowner right then. And it typically, like I said, you fund your loan funds right away. Usually, and if your agreement says so, your purchase agreement says so, you get the home immediately after you close and you're able to move in. And that's a happy day for most people. I thank you so much for joining me. Please go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com and get my contact information there. There's a whole bunch of just information there that could be of help to you. And I hope you are able to listen next Saturday from 3:30 to 4 as we talk about the ins and outs of refinancing your home.